Amen.
Is that it?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that dramatic reading. Amen. Amen. It was in a nice way. It was. Is it live or is it Memorex? You all remember that commercial, right? Amen. 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 For a short title to some short words before people sleep, God leads his servants. God leads his servants. An interesting thing. This is not just a message that's on the pages and we're going to study this thing and we're going to see what Paul did and we're going to see how Silas reacted in jail. This is a current message because you all are servants also. Amen. God has missions. He has everybody here should be on a mission. Everybody here should be on a mission. Nobody's on the sideline here. And if you are on the sideline, like God did the churches in one of the sermons I preached this month, is that God know how to get you back into action. Because if you don't move when he tells you to move, according to the Bible, there was persecution in the church. And it was so much so until they couldn't stay in one place no more, John. They had to move out. And while they were moving out, the gospel was moving out with them. So, this is a right now message. Have you ever seen, what is that show? That crime show that I really shouldn't be watching, but I watch it. Law and Order. Law and Order and stuff. You know, they say they're, stop laughing, Sister Jones. They say in some places of that thing, they say, This instance has been torn out of the headlines. Well, this message has been torn out of the headlines today. And this message is for me, firstly. And listen, check this out. God got me flat on my back. So I can just stay in this word, and the word just whooped me up. Sister Virginia, pow, pow, pow. Everybody like to put their hand on my bald head. I don't know why. Put the head on my bald head, but God just got me on the thing, just working with me with this message. And see, a real preacher can't preach until it's been done to him. So then you preach with what? Some compassion. It's not you. It is, hey, me. Now I understand. Paul is. He's actually went to the established churches, he and Silas. He and Barnabas have already had a parting of the ways over John Mark. Barnabas wanted to take John Mark, and Paul said, no, he has proved to be unreliable. Interesting. So they split over that. And so Paul took Silas, and then he stopped, and he got Timothy, whose father was a Greek and his mother was a Jew. And he was going to the churches with the edict from the ruling body in Jerusalem, and he was encouraging the churches, and they were being encouraged and doing what the encouragement is supposed to do. And after they do that, he wants to spread the gospel. Listen. Didn't the Bible say, take this word into all of the world? All of the world? And then, after he encourages the churches, he goes to attempt to do that, Pastor, and doors start shutting. Interesting. It seems like an apparent contradiction, but it's not really. Because they presuppose that you are led by the Spirit when you go to give the gospel. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. If you're led by the Spirit when you go to give the gospel, you go where you supposed to go. Right. Yeah. Now, I'm not trying to slam Paul. I'm just saying we all zealous. We are all zealous. Sometimes our zeal takes us into places that we shouldn't be. Amen. He goes here, the door is shut. Listen, but I'm so glad he didn't run that stop sign, y'all. like some of y'all have done. I don't do that. like some of you all have done. He obeyed the Spirit of God and he stopped. But what about the people that were in the place where he was going? Hey, that's not my business. My business is to go where God tells me to go and say what he tells me to say. He not only stopped him right here, but he went over to Bithynia and the door was slammed again. Bam! What about the people in Bithynia? Don't worry about them. What you do is you go where you're supposed to go. So, it's a quandary. What do I do now? Brother Ernest, man, I've been faithful. I've been reading my scriptures. I'm deep in my scriptures. What do I do now? God don't never leave you with questions. He always answers. He shows Paul in a vision, a man standing up from Macedonia in a vision, saying, come over here and help us. Interesting. Come over here and help us. Help you do what? Now, if he's a gospel preacher, that's what they're asking for, the gospel. We need your help. People need saving in Macedonia. Sorry, brother. Now, interesting enough, Paul not only sees that vision, he moves immediately, gets on the boat, he sails, sister, he make a stop here. He keep on sailing, and the interesting thing is, if you look at the text, really, he got there in record time. So that must mean he had a favorable wind to get him where he needed to go. If you look at the text, it's about a 5-day journey, but he got there in 2 days. So it's amazing what God do when you obey what he tell you to do. Not only do he bless you with the Spirit, but sometimes the natural elements obey. Y'all not catching it. They obey because he is a God of land and he is a God of sea. He is a God of ruptured discs. Yes. He is a God that puts you on a job where your boss got the same thing that you got. And he knows what's going on. So on your job, if you got some issues, don't worry about it. The same God that got Paul where he's supposed to be in record time is still your God. Listen. Interesting thing about that. He get to where he's supposed to be. He wait a couple of days. Evidently, there's no synagogue in the city because they have to meet out by the river. And it's obvious there's no men around because the ladies are hanging out at the prayer meeting. All right. And I didn't hear no tale of men. Ben, we supposed to be the priest of our house. Amen. Listen, I hate to admit this, but I just started rolling with devotion here lately. Get my wife up and say, we got to read the scriptures. And we got to pray for some people recently. Wait a minute, this man of God, are you just getting started? Listen, start right where you are. Right where you are. Don't worry about what's in the past. Start right where you are and start obeying God. And man, my wife is real, real nice to me sometimes. Now, it ain't got nothing to do with the devotion. She's really nice anyway. But listen. Obey God. Listen, now he get to where he's supposed to be by the Spirit of God. And man, it looks like honey, and it looks like honey and a honeycomb. He gets there, God works with Lydia, and the Bible says he opens her heart to what Paul has to say. And so that sounds like an easy deal there. If it was me, Pastor, I said, boy, this is going to be an easy one here. I ain't going to get in no trouble. Ain't nobody going to hit me with no stones. It's going to be an easy one. But that's not always true. God, sometimes your greatest maturity comes in your greatest struggle. You hear me? Have you noticed the most rotten kids, Mama? You didn't spoil me because I know I got too many whoopings. But anyway, the worst kids are the ones who don't really receive any discipline. They don't receive discipline. Those who receive discipline actually understand that you have to obey the stop signs. When they say stop, you stop because you have been taught to stop when it's time to stop. Amen. Paul, man, it's an easy thing. Lydia, she saved, she get baptized, and the Bible says that her whole household too. Boy, we in like Flint. We in like Flint. Now, if this is all I got to do, this is a cakewalk here. But listen to me. According to the text, he's going back and forth, and one day he's going to a prayer meeting, and he meets a girl who has a demon. Oh, yeah, we can have this because my God got power. Yes, he do got power. She follows him. Listen, God don't need nobody, no demon to tell anybody who he is. That is his business to reveal himself and his son to whomever he wants to reveal himself to. He don't need a demon to tell nobody nothing because he can do that himself. Paul is grieved, turned around. Listen, he turned around. He don't talk to the slave girl. He talked to the spirit in the slave girl. He said, come out of her. Hey, that sounds familiar, don't it? Because when Jesus was asking, who do men say that I am? They said, thou art, you're Elias and you're another prophet. And then Peter pipes up and says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus begins to tell them about how he's going to die and what's going to happen. And Peter turns around and says, no, Lord, not you. And then Jesus turns around and says, Satan, get thee behind me. That's how easy we can get messed up and how quick we can get messed up. That's why we ought to pray always and not faint and lose heart. Man, it should be a happy day. The demon's cast out and the girl is free. But the problem is, there were some people who were making cash money off of this girl's state. They were making money off of fortune telling. Now, the apostle to the Gentiles come in, free the girl. They can't make no more money. They're extremely mad. So what they do is they go to the magistrate, the law enforcement people. Go to magistrate. This guy's a Jew. He's trying to get us to do things that is not lawful for Romans to do. And the magistrate, not only them, but the crowd got with them also. Now listen, a girl just got set free. She's no longer demon possessed. And instead of the crowd saying, thank you, Jesus, they're against the man of God now. The magistrate says, I wish my wife was here so I could do an illustration. Anyway, they strip his clothes off him. I'm a fat boy. I don't need to show my fat here. Strip his clothes off him. What they want to do when they strip you clean like that, they want the rod to get directly to your back. And they want to make an example of you. Pow! 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 Now listen, the man from Macedonia has stood up and said, come over here and help us. If it was me, I said, you didn't tell me the whole story. But I tell you what, we don't need to know the whole story because we know the one who knows the whole story. Did you hear me? That he promises to never leave us nor forsake us. They beat them up. They beat him up. Listen, they put him in jail. An interesting thing is that the magistrate tells them, you keep him safe. That means you put him in the solitary confinement. And it's obvious there was a dark place with no lights because when all of this happened, he had to run in with lights. Amen. So, listen, Paul and Silas did not get to the prayer meeting that they were going to. Did you hear me? They didn't get there. But listen, inside the prison, in solitary confinement, this is what they do. We didn't get to the prayer meeting, but we're going to have prayer meeting right now. Did you hear me? Inside my situations, inside my problems, am I still praising God? I'm a have my prayer meeting now. You can do whatever you want to do to me, but you can't stop me because God has been too good to me. Listen, the object of all my situations, Pastor, is not always me. It ain't always about me. It's about the people around me. It's about the testimony of God that God is working out in me. The Bible says that the prisoners were listening. And if you really look at the text, it says they were listening like they was enjoying it. Like, hey, y'all was throwing down up here. I was saying, hey, I ain't ready to preach. Y'all can keep on going because I was enjoying that thing. The prisoners heard that stuff. And God, as he always does, he sure answers prayer, don't he? According to what the Bible says, there was a great earthquake. Where's that familiar from? Hey, brother, can you hit that real quick for me, please? No. You ain't got to sing. Just hit the piano for me. There was a great earthquake. Doom! Listen. Now, when the earthquake came, all the prisoners, not just Paul and Silas, all of them, their bonds were gone, and all the doors were open. The question is, if you're a criminal, why in the world didn't you get out of there? Did you hear me? The power of God. Because this was appointment number 3 for Paul and Silas. Appointment number 3. And listen, you got to go through all of this stuff to get to this one somebody. Oh, you listen to me? If I got to go through all of that so that somebody can hear the gospel and be saved, are you willing today? All right. Amen. Great earthquake. There was a great earthquake. Everything was shaking. Everybody's up and out of there. Now, the one who God really came to get is now awake. A jailer. He gets up. Now, listen, he about to kill himself because the problem is when somebody give you a charge of a prisoner, if the prisoner escapes, your life is in peril. You got to pay with your life. So the Bible says that he's about to kill himself with the sword. And Paul calls from his solitary confinement, say, hey, we still here. Don't do no harm to yourself. Listen, he's the one that God is after. Amen. Did you hear me? So listen, he said that he came running in trembling according to the text. Yes, yes. Listen, if you obey God, wouldn't you expect something like that to happen? It ain't no surprise because of who we serve. Amen. We serve a God that can do anything. Amen. He saved me. He can do anything. Like I told you last week, if you all knew my whole story, y'all escort me out the door. Okay, brother, we'll take care of your mother. You just come on out here. But since God is able, he don't look at your past. He looks at what he can do with you. The jailer comes in. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Sirs, what must I do to be saved? All of that, the man crying from Macedonia, and this guy at the end of it all, he comes in and asks, what must I do to be saved? According to the text, there is joy in heaven over one soul. So it was party time in heaven. Now listen, if you had to go through all of that so somebody could be saved, would you do it? Listen, according to the Bible, Brother Dan, Jesus, did you hear me? He died for us. Romans 5, 6, 7. Let's go there real quick. Romans 5, 6, and 7. I'm almost through. Romans chapter 5. Sister Bernice already know where I'm going, so she can probably stand up and recite that. Romans 5, 6, and 7. Come on, Brother Al. Oh. Venice, I'm sorry.
This was my mom's scripture.
Hold on.
Praise the Lord.
That was a great earthquake.
For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
Hold on, Brother Al. Wait. Mm-hmm. Listen, would you go through all that for a jailer whom everybody probably despised? But Jesus, the King of glory, the Son of God, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, stooped down to come and get me. Now listen, I wasn't worth nothing, but he stooped down and he came to get me. Yeah!
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Brother Al, go ahead, man.
Amen. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. You are God's servant. He is your master. Your body, your arms, and your legs used to be instruments of unrighteousness. But now, you being saved, your body, your arms are now instruments of righteousness. Last week, I did a little thing right here and stuff. You know, I tried to get the brother here and stuff, you know, to get me on the show that he's going to do on the drums. You know, it was, Brother Dale was here, and I did this and stuff, you know. And my wife remarked to me later, she said, when you did that, I thought you was going to hit a tune. But I got to slamming and doing this right here, and I looked at the congregation. Y'all would like this here. So, listen. If you will trust God, he can bring harmony to your life. Brother Dale messed me up because he hit this drum and he hit that beat. And Sister Jones, your head was bobbing. I saw you. Did you hear me? If you allow God to send you where you need to go, your life will be a harmony. It won't be a billy. It'll be a harmony shot. The difference between this brother playing that, there was a great earthquake, and me playing that, y'all would probably drum me out of here. This brother don't never need to be on the piano. But if you allow God to lead you, he will bring it to pass. Listen, the magistrates couldn't touch him. His whooping couldn't touch him. Solitary confinement couldn't touch him. Because he was on mission from God. He had the green light from God, and nothing could stop him. What about you today? You got the green light now. What's stopping you? Listen, I am here on assignment from God today. If you don't know him today, consider me this guy, Paul. He's coming with a message of the gospel for you. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, I'm here to tell you that you can know him today. Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes.
I don't come from Tarsus. I come from Homer Phillips in St. Louis. But I'm still here to tell you that Jesus can save anybody. If you don't know him today, this is your day. The gospel is good news. That means you don't have to die and go to hell. Hell is prepared for those who disobey God, for the devil and his messengers. If you don't want to be one of his messengers, accept Jesus and you can be free. Heaven belongs to you. Like Paul, I'm finished now, brother. God leads his servant. Take this. This is God's whooping to me. Y'all just got in on it. Amen. If you'll obey, great results. Amen.